Had a strange occurrence made public today, but involves an envelope that was mailed to one of the senators in the building here.
Something I've never seen in my 16 years up here. Yeah, it was a surprise. I mean, I've seen threats, been threatened, seen threats. Capitol Police been called in several times, but this mysterious powder was delivered to a senator this morning and caused quite a bit of delay for us going on the floor. After the staff and anyone that might have touched the substance or exposed to it, after that found that it was not positive for anything detrimental, and then they did a sweep of her office, make sure there's nothing there, homed it back up, then we went in session about an hour later than normal. But the Capitol Police is very good to respond, and lots of response from others too. So it's different, and we've gone to metal detectors a couple years ago. I don't like them. I like the Capitol to be free and open to anyone wanting to come. It's, you know, the people's capital. But when something like this happens, it kind of makes you wonder if maybe it's not a bad idea. Not a good way to start out the day, but it ended well.
Very true. There were several bills that were, I believe, sent to the House.
There was several bills. I had a couple go over. They weren't going to change the world in any big manner. One just helped out the nurses. If they had a nurse having an addiction problem, we could help them, the Board of Nursing, to deal with it, not cost them their job as long as they required certain things. But one of the better bills was we did something for veterans, and veterans is so important. First of all, they're the backbone of our country. We rely on them for our protection. Me being a veteran, it means a whole lot to me, and Missouri is home of two of the large military installations that are really important, with Whiteman Air Force Base and Fort Leonard Wood, and we want to make them as friendly as possible. If we put forth a huge effort last year to keep Fort Leonard Wood here, and it worked several years ago. But anything we do to be positive for veterans just helps that. And this is a tax deduction where their military pay would not have a Missouri tax on it. So that could be huge for our area. I have quite a few people, don't have any base in my area, but quite a few people work at Fort Leonard Wood and come over from Texas County and some from Howell County and other counties around the area. So it's really important that we do protect those bases and do whatever we can. More importantly than that, show our appreciation to our military people.
And the legislature's done a really good job of doing just that with really great legislation the last few years.
We've done a number of things. Anything we see that we can be advantageous for our military, we go do it. I served on that committee until this last couple of years. We want to be known as military friendly and appreciation for our military servicemen.
I know for you, it's a busy time of year in terms of the number of visitors who come by the office.
It is. Just today, I had Rotary students connect with Rotary up here. Had some from Mountain View, some from Willow Springs. I think there was some here from West Plains. And what a great thing to have. Last year, we had FFA kids come up, and both these groups are so well-mannered. I complimented the groups on the floor when I introduced them, both how well-mannered they are and how well-groomed they are. The FFA kids come in here, their blue jackets on, their white shirts, white as snow, and just so well-behaved. Makes you really proud and know that the future of the country is in good hands when it's dealing with the students that come up here. And I welcome other people to come up. It's their capital. Makes a great day trip for anybody in the district. Come up and view your capital. It's not real pretty on the outside right now. We're redoing it. The building's 100 years old, but it hadn't been touched in 100 years, and it's basically crumbling, and we have to protect our investment. There's lots to do. They'll check into my office. We'll be glad to tell them what to see. We can set up tours for them. If someone's free, we'd be glad to show them some things. I'd be glad to visit with them. They come up during session. Governor's Mansion is open. In May, it's open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from like 10 in the morning to 1:45. June, July, it's open from 9 to 11:30. August, it's enclosed. But that's a great thing to see. It's Missouri history. And the people of the district, people of Missouri, residents own it. So they need to be proud of it. And I'm very proud of the Capitol and very privileged to be able to work here.